guess first off, just want to get an update on Peoria County mail-in voting, kind of where you are at right now with ballots coming in, kind of what's going to be happening next week. Let's start there.
So far, ballots start to go out next Thursday. And right now, we probably have about 26,000 that will be mailed out then. And we're still getting in requests daily. It's not as strong as it was earlier, but we're still getting a decent number in daily.
And what's the latest that you can send that card back in to get that ballot?
You can send that card back in. The last day you can request a vote-by-mail ballot is the Thursday before the election. But you don't want to wait that long. The concern then is getting the ballot in to you in time to vote it.
Right. Now, as far as when the people have their ballots after those have been sent out to them, do you foresee, you know, any issue with the sheer number of mail-in ballots that you're going to have in trying to get those tabulated?
You know, we've dealt with a large number before, not anywhere near this. This will probably be three, almost maybe four times as many. But we've geared up to do that. We don't anticipate there being much of a delay on tabulating. I think one of the things is we're mailing so many out so early that we'll start to get those back, and we process them as they return. So, you know, we always will get a big rush at the end, but I think if we get a large number of these early on, and I think we will, if we mail ballots out September 24th, I think most of those people will mail them or drop them off relatively quickly and not wait till the last minute.
Now, can you go ahead and tabulate the number of votes and who those votes are for, or do you have to wait until election day to do that?
Well, we don't tabulate till 7 o'clock on election night, but we will we have to verify the signature within 48 hours of receiving the ballot, and we can, after the signature, as long as we've determined it's good, we'll actually go ahead and process it and scan it and do everything with the ballot except for tabulation. We won't do that till election night after the polls close. But we can process it, which is do everything but tabulate it beforehand.
Okay. And then on election night, you may still have ballots that are still being mailed in, correct?
Yeah. To count, it has to be postmarked by election day. So it's not uncommon to have a number of ballots that are still in the mail on that we haven't processed on election night. Election night's always been unofficial results. We don't certify the election for at least 2 weeks, and we're counting ballots most of the time for that whole 2 weeks. Now, the bulk of them are counted pretty early on, but we'll also have provisional ballots that we won't count till almost 2 weeks after the election.
Okay. And in addition to mail-in voting, people can do early voting as well, correct?
Yeah, we start that in our office also next Thursday, September 24th. And then starting October 19th, we will be out about the county doing early voting. Some places we've been doing it for a number of years, but we'll be at different locations throughout the county starting October 19th.
And then on election day, people can go to their individual polling places. So they have three options, really, for this election.
Yeah, you do. You can vote by mail, you can vote early, or you can vote on election day. Really, we've had three options in the past. I think we may see more people take advantage of an option they hadn't used before, either vote by mail or an increase in early voting. Although Peoria County's always had a strong early voting. We've always been one of the leaders, at least on a percentage basis, in the state for early voting.
Now, as far as early voting is concerned, is there just the election office where you can early vote at first? How does that work?
Yeah, just our office starting September 24th, and then after October 19th, we've got about 12 different places we move around the county. Some of them were there one day, sometimes we're there 3 or 4 days.
All right. And if people have any questions about whether it's mail-in voting, early voting, or voting in person on election day, where can they get information about polling places and things like that for Peoria County?
The best place to start is our website, which is peoriaelections.org. and we've got a lot of information there. We have some videos. We have some videos about the vote by mail process. We have some videos about just a lot of things to do with elections. But we also have all the information that you need to look up your polling place if you want to verify that you're registered to vote, or if you want to request a vote by mail ballot. You can do that online too. So the best place to start is our website, but people can also always call us.
Can they come to your office if they have questions as well, or is that something you don't want people to do at this point with coronavirus?
You know, we're open to the public. We would recommend trying to find it yourself, but we understand that there's some people that are more comfortable talking, and our office is open.
And where is the elections office located?
We're at 4422 North Brandywine Drive. We tell everybody we're between Benson's and the old Holiday Inn.
And you guys have been there a year or so?
We've been here since September of 2018, so we've been here for 2 years now.
Okay. And Thomas, anything you would like to add, wrapping up with just getting ready for the elections?
Well, one of the things that's new this year is we're going to have a couple things we're going to have this year. We're going to have a ballot drop box because we have some people that are concerned about voting by mail that have never done it and want to drop it off. So we'll have one at our office and at all our early voting sites. Then we also have a new concept this year where when you do vote by mail, you can sign up on our website to track it, and you'll get an email or a text message or a phone call saying, hey, your ballot's been mailed, or hey, your ballot was returned and it's good, those kind of things. And so voters can sign up. That's a free service on our website to sign up for to allow you to track your ballot, just like you would an Amazon or a USPS post office.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Just like tracking a package.
Yes, it is. I mean, we're not quite Amazon, but you can get online. You can request your vote by mail ballot. You can sign up for tracking and get it all through your phone, you know.
Absolutely. And give us your website one more time.
It's PeoriaElections.org.
All right. Thank you so much.